You want to meditate. You sit alone in a quiet place. You remember the Guru with reverence. You pray for grace. You close your eyes. You begin to focus on the I am feeling. The mind starts to roam around. To control this, you watch your breathing process. Just watching the breathing quietly, slowly, a few times. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just watch the breathing. When the mind is slightly calmer, you start your inquiry. Who am I? Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. Continuous search for what the mind is results in its disappearance. That is the straight path. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the mind then? The mind is only a bundle of thoughts. The thoughts have their root in the I thought. Whoever investigates the origin of the I thought, for them the ego perishes. This is the true investigation. The true I is then found shining by itself. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises from me, but I do not know the self. All these are only mental concepts. You are now identifying yourself with a wrong I, which is the I thought. This I thought rises and sinks. But the true significance of I is beyond both. There cannot be a break in your being. You who slept are also now awake. There was no unhappiness in your deep sleep, but it exists now. What is it that has happened now so that this difference is experienced? There was no I thought in your sleep, but it is present now. Search for the source of the I thought. The true I is not apparent, and the false I is parading itself. This false I is the obstacle to your right knowledge. Find out from where this false I arises. Then it will disappear. You will only be what you are, that is, absolute being. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the I thought? I have not succeeded so far. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. Continuous search for what the mind is results in its disappearance. That is the straight path. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the mind then? The mind is only a bundle of thoughts. The thoughts have their root in the I thought. Whoever investigates the origin of the I thought, for them the ego perishes. This is the true investigation. The true eye is then found shining by itself. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises from me, but I do not know the self. All these are only mental concepts. You are now identifying yourself with a wrong I, which is the I thought. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises and sinks, but the true significance of I is beyond both. There cannot be a break in your being. You who slept are also now awake. There was no unhappiness in your deep sleep, but it exists now. What is it that has happened now, so that this difference is experienced? There was no I thought in your sleep, but it is present now. Search for the source of the I thought. The true I is not apparent, and the false I is parading itself. This false I is the obstacle to your right knowledge. Find out from where this false I arises. Then it will disappear. You will only be what you are, that is, absolute being. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the I thought. I have not succeeded so far. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. Continuous search for what the mind is results in its disappearance. That is the straight path. How to search for the mind then? The mind is only a bundle of thoughts. The thoughts have their root in the I thought. Whoever investigates the origin of the I thought, for them the ego perishes. This is the true investigation. The true I is then found shining by itself. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises from me, but I do not know the self. All these are only mental concepts. You are now identifying yourself with a wrong I, which is the I thought. This I thought rises and sinks. But the true significance of I is beyond both. There cannot be a break in your being. You who slept are also now awake. There was no unhappiness in your deep sleep, but it exists now. What is it that has happened now, so that this difference is experienced? There was no I thought in your sleep, but it is present now. Search for the source of the I thought. The true I is not apparent, and the false I is parading itself. This false I is the obstacle to your right knowledge. Find out from where this false I arises. Then it will disappear. You will only be what you are, that is, absolute being. Search for the source of the I thought. how to search for the I thought. I have not succeeded so far. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. Continuous search for what the mind is results in its disappearance. That is the straight path. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the mind then? The mind is only a bundle of thoughts. The thoughts have their root in the I thought. Whoever investigates the origin of the I thought, for them the ego perishes. This is the true investigation. The true I is then found shining by itself. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises from me, but I do not know the self. All these are only mental concepts. You are now identifying yourself with a wrong I, which is the I thought. Search for the source of the I thought. This I thought rises and sinks, but the true significance of I is beyond both. There cannot be a break in your being. You who slept are also now awake. There was no unhappiness in your deep sleep, but it exists now. What is it that has happened now so that this difference is experienced? There was no I thought in your sleep, but it is present now. Search for the source of the I thought. The true I is not apparent, and the false I is parading itself. This false I is the obstacle to your right knowledge. Find out from where this false I arises. Then it will disappear. You will only be what you are, that is, absolute being. Search for the source of the I thought. How to search for the I thought? I have not succeeded so far. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. The universe exists on account of the I thought. If that ends, there is an end of misery also. The false I will end only when its source is sought. Search for the source of the I thought. That is all that one has to do. Search for the source of the I thought. Search for the source of the I thought. Search for the source of the I thought. Search for the source of the I thought.